You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, now listen, guys. It's Big Brains in the Backseat. We have some people listening. They're like, what is this? We don't know what this is. Well, it's something that we've been doing for years and years. Because you do have to be at least 18 to call in for the Mind Bender. And so we occasionally will do a day where only 7 to 17-year-olds can participate. And please, the honor system. If you've got a kid who's 6, don't worry. They'll be able to do it soon. It's coming soon for them. But right now, 7 to 17-year-olds. And that's it. So we'll clear the lines and give everybody a fair and equal chance to call in and play. Parents, also, I know you're going to want to be on a speakerphone for this. Please do not. Just hand the phone to the child and let them talk into the phone. You don't have to worry about hearing this because through the magic of technology, this will become a podcast later. So you'll hear all of it in all of its glory, and you can share it with friends and family members, etc. Jeremy, did I leave anything out?
I think that's it. I think you covered it all. It's a lot to take in. Just keep your radios turned down and
have fun with us.
Have some fun.
All right, here we go. And I chose a special mind bender for kids today. 1 in 5 grandparents admit this is what they dislike about their grandchildren. You like that?
Mm-hmm, that's good.
That's good.
Okay.
1 in 5 grandparents admit this is what they dislike about their grandchildren.
Okay.
You kids be thinking about this. What do you think your grandparents dislike about you?
What Meemaw hates about you.
Yeah.
Pop-Pop dislikes it.
303-691-1649. If it's busy, call back. If it's busy, call back. If it's busy, call back. Josh, you're up first today. What do these grandparents dislike about their grandchildren?
How much energy they have.
You're always so busy.
Just calm
down.
Just
sit down and relax a little bit.
Their energy. Jeremy.
Their name. Can't believe your mom named you Braxton.
You may take either of those guesses.
Sorry to all the Braxtons out there.
Or try your own. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. And remember, what do you do if it's busy? You wait a second and you call back. Now, I also want to point out that we have prizes today.
Yes.
For the parents.
Yes.
And we have prizes for the winner, the kid that wins.
So many prizes. This is a great day to win the Mind Bender. Parents, you're going to receive a pair of tickets to go see Benson Boone April 25th at the Fillmore. So you'll get a little date night, some live music. And kids, get this. Our friends at Elitch's hooked us up today. You're going to win 4 season passes for this year. Park opens April 27th. It is the best value for family fun, the 2024 Elitch Garden season pass. If you don't win them today, you can buy them. $77.99 includes free parking, 3 free tickets for friends, free concerts, free dive-in movies,
Dang.
Events like Superhero Weekend, and much more. 54 rides, slides, and attractions. We all love Elitch's. Season passes and daily tickets are available online right now, elitchgardens.com. And a big thank you from those folks out there.
They have always come to the party with us for Big Brains in the Backseat. They've always been so good. So we cannot thank Elitch Gardens enough.
Yeah.
Always helping
us. It's a big prize. Really big prize.
Big prize back. Are we ready to go to the phones?
Please, let's
do
it.
Da-da-da. First one in today is Jonah. Hi, Jonah. Good morning.
You need a backup?
Hi.
Hey, Jonah, so you're 14 years old. Where do you go to school?
I go to Denver Jewish Day School.
Yeah?
Oh, great.
What's your favorite class?
My favorite class...
Don't know.
I mean, like, if lunch counts as a class, I would definitely say that.
Okay. That's like a true kid right there. I love me some lunch and recess.
So, Jonah, let's talk about your grandparents. 1 in 5 admit this is what they dislike about their grandchildren. What is it?
I would say that they dislike them because they're sitting on screens too much.
Always on their screens.
Yeah.
That might be 5 out of 5. That's not right, but it's a really good guess, all right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye. You tell he's starting to go through puberty.
A little bit.
Oh, no.
No.
Is your name pronounced Anna? Is that right?
Yeah.
Hi, Anna. You are 10, and where do you go to school?
I go to Versailles Catholic Academy.
Oh, I love that school.
Yeah, good for you.
What's for lunch today, do you know, for hot lunch?
I'm pretty sure it's, oh, what is it? Red Robin.
What? They bring in Red Robin for you?
Yep.
I want to go to this school. I want to go to there.
Red Robin?
Yum.
Dang. That's school awesome. Has changed.
That's awesome.
All right. And they bring it in like Chick-fil-A the next day, and do they do that too?
Do they rotate restaurants for you guys?
Yeah, they do restaurants.
No way. I have never heard of
this
that.
This is news to me.
I've heard they like bring in Domino's sometimes for pizzas, but
yeah.
You know, like Hacienda one day.
I'll be darned.
All right.
Anna, 1 in 5 grandparents admit this is what they dislike about their grandchildren. What do you think it is?
I think it is the grandchildren's terrible manners.
Oh.
That's not you, though, right? You're very polite, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's been polite to us.
You pick your nose a lot, though, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to tell you. That is such a great guess, Anna, but it's not right.
Oh, no.
Darn.
Aww.
Well, try.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Here's Joseph, who's 12 years old. Hi, Joseph. Where do you go to school?
Prospect Ridge Academy.
Yeah, good.
Wow.
What do you most like about school?
PE.
I always loved PE. Yep. Are you guys allowed to play dodgeball?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's good. You got a good school then.
I would imagine, Jeremy, though, you didn't like changing in front of the other boys in the locker room.
Oh, no. I kept my jacket on and everything.
Joseph, what do these grandparents find so annoying? What do they dislike the most about their grandchildren?
Their grandkids always energetic.
Oh, that's what Josh said.
Too much energy, huh?
Too much energy.
Yeah.
Got to tell you, that's a great guess from you and Josh, but no, it's not their energy level, but that's a really good try, okay?
Okay.
Bye, Joseph.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye to you. Miriam is 9. Hi, Miriam. Good morning. Where do you go to school?
Kiowa Elementary School.
Yeah?
Oh, that's a good one.
What do you dislike about school?
Writing.
Writing.
Oh, no. Right into my heart, Jeremy.
You don't like it, huh?
Right into my heart.
You're not very good at it? Are you not very creative?
Yes, she is.
No, I just don't like it.
Just don't like it. She's got other things to do. What class would you rather be in?
Lunch.
Lunch.
Here we go
kids
again.
Kids love the lunch.
Well, I tell you what, the future of this country is in great hands.
You just want to eat all day.
Bunch of kids just sitting around eating. It's definitely going to be the end of Wall-E, isn't it? Before
it
we know
is,
it.
Yeah.
So, Miriam, what do these grandparents dislike about their grandkids?
When you are acting like your house is a jungle gym.
Yeah. Quit jumping on the couch, huh?
Oh, that's funny. That's a really good guess, but it's not right.
Oh.
It's a really good try, though, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye. Have
bye-bye.
A good day at school.
Bye.
Still wounded. Dominic is 8 years old. Hi, Dominic. Where do you go to school?
Grandview Elementary.
Good for you.
Who's your favorite teacher?
Miss Wilden.
Miss Wilson?
Miss Wilded.
Wilded.
Whatever. Oh, God.
What do you like about her?
She's nice to me.
That's good.
Who couldn't be nice to you, Dominic, with a name like that? With that name, you're going far in life. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. Dominic, what are your what would you say grandparents dislike about their grandchildren?
That they don't always eat all of their food.
Oh.
Yeah, quit wasting that food.
Want it away. Yeah. Mm. You know, Dominic, that's not the right answer, and I wish it was. But I really am glad you called, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Bye.
All these kids have been pretty darn polite so far.
They've been so nice.
I will say that.
Very courteous
children.
Very
courteous. Very kind.
Very courteous kids on the phone. And then Ellie might blow it for everybody, though. Hi, Ellie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ellie's 12. Where do you go to school?
St. Mary's Catholic School in Littleton.
Oh, that's a biggie.
You guys don't get Red Robin brought into your school, do you?
Yes, we do.
Oh, my God.
Red Robin is raking it in.
Man. What do you like from Red Robin? What's your favorite thing?
I don't know. Maybe the chicken tenders.
Solid choice.
Imagine that. Chicken a kid tenders. Going for the chicken tenders.
Yeah.
Huh. What's that burger they've got that's got the pineapple on it?
I think it's called Delicious.
Well, it is delicious, but there's a name for it at Red Robin.
Probably something Hawaiian sounding.
That's not like the big kahuna burger.
The Mugalaka Hiki.
Ellie, what do these grandparents dislike about their grandchildren?
When your grandchildren talk back.
Oh, right.
Do you do that?
Not all the time.
Just sometimes when you're feeling sassy, huh?
I will tell you, that's not right.
Oh,
okay.
I like that guess, though.
I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
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 We have a couple more, and then I'll give a clue. Eile and Grayson, and if they don't get it, I'll give a clue. Eile, good morning.
Hi.
Where you go to school?
Van Arsdale.
Okay.
No idea.
I don't know what that's.
Who's your least favorite teacher?
Uh-oh. Don't answer that. Don't answer that.
No, answer.
The principal.
The principal!
Oh.
Are you in the principal's office a lot?
No.
Oh, okay.
Good kid. What do these grandparents dislike about their grandchildren?
I think my grandparents love me, so I thought loving my parents.
They dislike your parents. I'd give anything if that was the winning answer. It's not, but thank you for the laugh, and you have a great day at school, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
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 Here's Grayson. Grayson, good morning.
Morning.
One in five grandparents admit this is what they dislike about their grandchildren. Wait a minute, I forgot to ask where you go to school.
Aspenview Academy.
Say that again.
Aspenview Academy.
What are you studying right now in school?
Writing.
Writing.
Okay, good. That's a good thing.
He likes that one.
Good, good, good. Well, Grayson, what do these grandparents dislike about their grandchildren?
I think it's their name.
Their name.
Oh, what a good guess, buddy.
Jeremy came up with that answer, too.
He did.
Do your grandparents like your name, Grayson?
Yes.
At least that's what they tell you. Yeah. They just don't want to hurt your feelings, maybe.
Once you leave the house, though, they're like, ugh, that name Grayson is the worst. I hope he never comes over again.
Oh, no. Grayson, do you listen to the Mindbender a lot?
Yep.
You love it?
Yep.
Did you ever think? You what?
I listen to it every morning.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you for that. How long do you think you've been listening to it?
Like, since I was six.
Wow. Did you ever think that you could win a Mindbender?
Yes.
Because you just did. You just won the Mindbender, Grayson. That's right.
Yeah, boy.
That's right.
Good job.
Look at you. Sounds like your family's happy, too. Yeah, Grayson, they went out and they surveyed a bunch of grandparents, and they found that one in five admitted quietly that what they dislike about their grandchildren is their name.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe it.
Grayson, you got all sorts of prizes coming your way. You're going to be going off to Elitch Gardens, my friend.
Yes.
Go tear it up at Elitch's.
All right, let's see. At 9 years old, can you please tell me how big is your brain?
As big as the biggest name in the world.
Yeah, that's big.
Well played, Grayson. Listen, you please hold on, and Josh is going to come back and talk to your mom or your dad, okay?
Okay.
All right,
okay. Fine.
Josh, will you do me a favor and also double check the name of his school and everything? You get the spelling on that? Because I'm going to put it in the Mindbender Club mailer today. Jeremy, you got a point today.
Good.
Has anybody ever gotten a point on a Big Brains in the Back Seat?
Yes, probably. I don't know.
I don't think so, actually.
No idea.
I don't think that's ever happened.
I'm mostly happy for Grayson. That's cool.
He's 9. He's got a whole bunch of prize tags, and he's going to be the most popular kid in school today.
Yeah. He's going to take some buddies to Elitch's.
Bar none.
Cool. Thank you again to Elitch's for those prizes.
That's
really nice of them.
Very appreciated. Well, there you go. We'll do another Big Brains in the Back Seat. Probably April, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Maybe.